To understand how the CDC ended up in Atlanta, we have to go back to a time when the U.S. was home to a number of deadly diseases.
Encephalitis, murine typhus, malaria.
That's an old movie about the CDC's work. It's actually the last disease mentioned, malaria, that's most important to the CDC story. Back in the early 40s, malaria was still part of life in the Southeast. And that became a huge concern when we entered the Second World War. Many training bases were in the South, and the government didn't want soldiers getting sick. So health officials set up a program called Malaria Control in War Areas. And as CDC Museum Director Judy Gann explains, they put the headquarters here in Atlanta.
Memphis was considered, Texas was considered, California was considered, but because of the transportation hub that Atlanta is, they settled on Atlanta.
But then after the war, the powers that be thought, hey, what about a permanent organization devoted to fighting communicable disease?
Several names were bandied about, and it was finally decided that it would be called the Communicable Disease Center.
A slightly different name than we know today, but you'll notice it has the same acronym, CDC. Then a year later, the head of Coca-Cola, Robert Woodruff, helped find space for this new federal agency. He made a deal with Emory University. It would give the CDC 15 acres of land in exchange for just $10.
The word went out to all the employees of CDC to contribute a dime to pay Emory for this 15 acres of land for $10.
That's when the CDC really began to take root in the Southeast, hundreds of miles away from other federal agencies. Dr. Alan Hinman served in the CDC's Epidemic Intelligence Service in the 1960s.
It was strange that this important federal institution was not based in Washington, but many considered it an advantage, including many CDC directors, because it meant that we were somewhat removed from direct political pressure.
But whatever people thought about the CDC's location, moving out of Atlanta wasn't really an option. Or at least Dr. Bill Schaffner doesn't think it was.
The CDC began to grow almost immediately. And when I was there, the laboratories were in place. Physicians, nurses, everyone else had their homes in Atlanta. Trying to uproot all that would have been a Herculean task.
And since then, the CDC has just kept expanding. It's also broadened its focus to include all kinds of public health issues, from heart disease to smoking. But basically, it's still doing what it did all those years ago. When a population's health is at risk, the Atlanta-based CDC is the one to call. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.